And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making it cool to be a conservative. So I'm going to switch gears now. We're going to move to a new dipper. I'm going to talk about the border czar. We don't have a border czar. That's silly. Border czar. There's no border czar. Biden never appointed the border czar. We don't have a stop talking about a border czar, say all the people who used to call her the border czar. So if you're not familiar, in 2021, I think it was March of 21, Joe Biden gave a press conference and he named Kamala Harris, his vice president, as his border czar.
Well, not really. I mean, what they're saying now, I mean, she was just put in charge of going to try and help determine the root causes for mass migration.
The root causes? You don't have to travel to Honduras, Nicaragua, you know, El Salvador. You don't have to go down south to see, I don't know, what are the root causes? The root causes are liberal Democrat policies that are enticing people to come here because of all the free stuff and the open borders. That's what that's all about. And yet, here we are. Now she's the border czar, who, by the way, owns it. Let's go ahead and let's just say for a second. I'll tell you what, let me back up. If you're not familiar with what's happening right now, let me fill you in. All the talk back in the day, and I had a montage last week, we played it, of all the times she was called the border czar, that now the media is trying to say, no, not really. She wasn't really the border czar. Mm-mm. Kamala Harris. It's because she's running for president now, and they don't want to draw attention to the fact that she's been a complete and utter stooge, a failure at her job. An absolute, like, this is a kakistocracy, right? That the government led by the least competent of its citizens, that Kamala Harris has done nothing. In fact, if anything, the border is worse than it's ever been while she's been the border czar. That's why they can't call her the border czar now. They got to change it. By the way, let me go ahead and hashtag you, all right? I want y'all to help me trend something on social media. If you are on social media, on Twitter, X, Facebook, whatever, and you can hashtag things, I have a new word for you. I coined it myself this weekend. I take full credit. It is camouflage. What we are seeing right now is hashtag camouflage. Put it on your social media. Every time you see a story about suddenly she's not the border czar, trying to whitewash her background, make her look clean as a whistle when she's really not, go ahead and just call that hashtag camouflage, and let's get that word trending. Because that's what it is. They are throwing basically the complete blind up so that she can't be seen. Nothing to see over here. Not a vice president who was in charge of the border. No, not here. It's camouflage. All right, that being said, we're the ones at risk. And, oh, by the way, if you get down to it, she owns it no matter what. Keep in mind, she's running as a pseudo-incumbent. She is the vice president of the United States. It is her administration that has been a complete failure on the issue of the border. Well, on virtually every issue, but certainly on the issue of the border. And yet here we are being told not to expect too much because she was never the border czar anyway. I mean, oh, okay. So it was just the people that worked for her and the policies that she and Joe Biden put together. It's her. She's got to own it. She cannot escape the fact this happened. The very idea that they want to change the title on her now, 2-3 years later, I'm not going for it. It is absolute camouflage. And we're going to talk about what it means and what's happening on the border. I got a call right now I'll take before we get to the break. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, how you doing, brother?
Camouflage. Wow.
You like
what
it?
What a wordsmith, man. Nice job.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, I will say this, my friend. Now, let's say it goes the wrong way for this country, and I'm speaking of conservatism getting back to basics and the Constitution and doing the right thing. So if it doesn't go that way for this election, you know, Phil, number one, that'd be a masterful media job, cover-up, and promoting a person that really didn't do well in the primaries and her record's not that good. Or The second thing that could happen is voter fraud and absentee ballots of people that are passed away and stuff like that. So, you know, Phil, we have to fight this fight like we're 50 points down.
Absolutely.
We just cannot let off the gas, because you're going to get fraud, voter fraud, and the media is not going to explain who this woman is. If the media on both sides, the conservative and the Democrat side, would just be totally honest and sincere and tell the truth, it'd be a very easy decision to make. But unfortunately, they don't do that. And then, as I said before, Phil, I'm the guy that goes switches back and forth at different stations to get everybody's opinion, and then put it all in a bowl and weed through the bad and keep the good.
Well, and I'm glad you do that, because I think that brings perspective. That gives you a little more well-rounded ability to address the way you feel about things. But still, your point is well taken, man. We've got to run like we're 50 points down, because you mentioned it could go this way or it could be because of this thing. I think it's going to be all of the above. I think there's going to be cheating going on. There's going to be lying going on. And that camouflage is going to be real. And they're going to do it all the way for the next 99 days.
And remember one thing, if it doesn't go our way, everybody, if you're listening, there's still a God, there's still Jesus that came and died for my sins, that I didn't deserve it, and I don't deserve it every day of the week. But I try to live the best I possibly can, and I have a wonderful family, and I live in a really good state with a lot of good people. So we have it good here. There's more to be thankful for than not to be thankful for.
And there's more of us than there are them. There you go. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, man. Wolverine Dan, appreciate you. So, we're going to come back from this break, and we're going to talk about the border. I got to update you on some things. Like, did you know about the most recent people crossing the border who had ties to terrorist groups? Yes. It's happening again. It's at an epic level right now by comparison to years past. I want to say there's been something like a 150% increase thereabouts under the Biden administration of terror watch list individuals crossing the southern border. We have no idea how many of them got away. We don't. We're going to talk about it, and the borders are, and our camouflage. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right, and we will be back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about, this one, y'all, Alabama. I mean, this show goes like, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I gotta pause here and tell you, over the past month, I've been introducing you to one of our newest sponsors, Inspire Advisors. Guys, you got to check them out. Inspire Advisors. Just give them a look, all right? Did you know that some of the most popular companies that people invest in are like totally not aligned with your biblical values? I mean, you could have a portfolio that has things in it that support abortion, pornography, human trafficking, all kinds of stuff. It's madness, but it happens all the time. So here's the deal. You might want to meet in person. You might want to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, because they are specialists in what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. So Paul and his team at Inspire Advisors, they would love to offer you a free consultation in person. They'll sit down with you. I mean, it's real. And no cost, no muss, no fuss, no upsell. They just want to meet with you, help you to see it, maybe show you what some biblically aligned alternative investments might be. So yeah, if you want to learn more about BRI, contact Paul Breyer, his team at Inspire Advisors today. There's no cost, no obligation. You can find them at their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or you can just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. All our stuff's on there, rightsidemedia.org. Go to our Right Side Radio sponsors tab, click on their logo, takes you to all their stuff. Listen, here's the bottom line. Inspire Advisors. It's real, y'all. It's conservative. It's godly. It's balanced. It's financial freedom. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. All right, so we're talking about the border czar. This is more than just mass migration, you know, the inconvenience of so many people fleeing. It's beyond that. We've lost control of the border. I tell you where they've reclaimed control is in Texas. The longest stretch of the, you know, southern border is Texas. It's not because of the Biden administration. If they try to tell you the numbers are lower right now, which they're lower right now than they were at the peak just a few months back, 6 months ago. They're lower than that. I'll admit that. You know why? Because of Texas. Because of the state of Texas. Because Governor Greg Abbott. Not because of the Biden administration.
Well, the Biden administration issued an executive order. It did nothing. It was a nothing burger.
It was a useless gesture designed to try and stave off the criticisms of the people who were saying that this was the biggest issue in the campaign season. And it is. So right now, Operation Lone Star, the state of Texas, is the reason why the numbers are better. Because Texas has pretty effectively put the kibosh on the mass migration that was flooding. And keep in mind, by the way, every single time the Biden administration, I mean, excuse me, the Greg Abbott Texas state administration tried to do something, the Biden administration would sue them. The Biden administration was ordering federal authorities to go in there and cut the wire. The Biden administration taking Texas to court, making them take down the water barriers. And Texas just kept on doing what they were doing, spending billions of their own state dollars to do what the federal government would not. Meanwhile, story here on Fox, Dateline yesterday. Palestinians with terror ties detained after illegally crossing the southern border. Agents overwhelmed. Okay. Three Palestinian migrants who crossed into the United States illegally through the southern border were detained when they were found to have terrorist ties. In addition to the Palestinians, there was also one migrant from Turkey who suspected of having ties to terror groups. The migrants were among a larger group who turned themselves into border agents at San Diego sector. They were taken into custody by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. Here's the thing. The border agents at the San Diego sector, they have been overwhelmed because Texas is doing its job so well that the migrations have shifted to the west. And now you're looking at Arizona and California are ground zero for the majority. Says the migrants, no, excuse me, the border agents at the San Diego sector have been overwhelmed. This is the story. Have been overwhelmed. They don't have access to criminal databases from other countries. And my first question is why? I mean, this is not, you're not even having to invest in manpower. You're not having to, why don't we have access to Interpol and other international databases? One agent who spoke on the condition of anonymity said, knowing who these guys are, we have no access to anything international. Like, we really don't know, and it kind of sucks, the agent said. I wanted to get into the Border Patrol to protect from terrorists, and it's like I probably let terrorists into the country now. Well, that's demoralizing. So a previous alert that had been issued said, San Diego Field Office's intelligence unit assesses that individuals inspired by or reacting to the current Israel-Hamas conflict may attempt to travel to or from the area of hostilities across the southwest border. So they know it's happening. They do. They know it's happening. And yet, what are we doing? We're not even giving our Border Patrol agents access to international databases so they can vet people quickly and more efficiently. The memo, by the way, the one I talked about a minute ago, the memo actually went on to say, foreign fighters motivated by ideologies or mercenary soldiers of fortune may attempt to travel to or from the U.S. from the Middle East through Mexico. They know it. This is the Biden administration's Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security issuing memos that are saying it, and yet they're suing the state of Texas for daring to try and stop the flow. Here's the thing. There's numbers quoted at the end of the story. The number of illegal migrants whose names appear on the terror watch list has significantly increased under the Biden administration. Fact. It went from being roughly 98. There was a handful before Biden got elected. Then it escalated to up to 98 in 2022. And then it went to 169 in fiscal year 2023. And we're just climbing in the year 2024. So we went from a handful, which I think the last number I saw was like 19. to now we're seeing 169. Y'all, that's an unbelievable amount of increase. And that's happening on the border czar's watch, by the way. And listen, FBI Director Wray, for all his warts and blemishes, I mean, that guy's going to, he's Trump gets elected, he's going to have to find a new job. But he has been saying this. I'll give him credit. He has been saying this. Story here from last month, also from Fox. FBI Director Christopher Wray sounded the alarm to Congress again about the terror threat posed by the open border as days before eight people suspected of ISIS ties were arrested across the United States. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion. There will probably not be a major incident between now and the election, at least not from Iranian proxies. They hate us. But right now, story was out a moment ago. I watched it up on the CNN ticker on the screen, one of the screens here in the studio, that Iran is fomenting issues related to Trump. They don't want Trump to be in office. That should be a commercial. The Trump campaign needs to make that into a campaign commercial. Iran is trying everything they can to keep me from being elected because they'd rather have Kamala. Well, if our enemies would rather have Kamala. Anyway, so I don't know that we're going to see an incident prior to the election. But Lord, they have certainly made it more dangerous. FBI Director Wray said the bigger problem, in my view, is twofold. One, individuals who, when they come in, are either armed with fake documents or snuck in some way. And this is very important, he says, individuals for whom there's not enough derogatory information in the intel community to watch them yet. Meaning we can't even vet everybody who comes in. Meaning that they're coming in so fast we can't keep track. Meaning that we have people streaming across our border and we don't have the resources to get everything we need to decide who they are. His testimony last month came just 1 week before it was also revealed, like we didn't know it at first. We had to find out after the fact. Eight Tajikistan nationals with ties to ISIS had been busted by ICE. But get this. These were eight Tajik terror watch list individuals who had come across the southern border, were identified at the time, and then they split up. And ICE was able to track them down in three major cities, New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. They were spread out. Eight guys, three separate cities, all Tajik nationals with ties to ISIS. And this is all happening on the border czar's watch. Kamala Harris, we have to make her own this. She's going to put on that camouflage I was talking about a while ago. Hashtag camouflage. But the reality is she owns this. And she needs to own this. And we have got to keep her mind. Get on your social media and remind people, here's the truth. Camouflage is not going to work. Now that Elon Musk owns Twitter, we can actually say stuff and not get it blocked. If they want to put a community notes on there and say, well, this actually happened on so-and-so day, fine. Don't not talk about it. The vast majority of Americans these days actually get their news from social media. And we're watching an epic rewrite right now of the ability to search something out. Like, for instance, Elon Musk is calling out Meta, which is the parent of Facebook now, and Google, because when you go to search the Donald Trump assassination, you can't find it. And yet, you can also type in the word Donald Trump and you get news about Kamala Harris. That's an algorithm they put in place. Don't tell me it's not. But right now, they're doing all they can to hide the border czar. And yet, here's another story from April of this year. Afghan migrant, this is the New York Post, Afghan migrant on the terror watch list roamed free in the U.S. after being released by Border Patrol. I mean, it's unreal what we as a nation are now experiencing while she pretends she wasn't the border czar. Guess what? It was her administration. I don't care if that was her title. It was her administration. She owns this. She can't claim to be working so closely with Joe and proud of him for stepping aside so I can be the glass ceiling breaking president. Whoop, whoop. No, if you're going to say you work that closely with him, guess what? You own all the policies. They're yours. It was the Biden-Harris administration. Remind everybody. It was the Biden-Harris administration. She was the border czar. And we are seeing an epic increase in dangerous crossings by people on the terror watch list and millions and millions and millions of mass migrants streaming across the border and straining our resources to the point that it's become a burden. It's collapsing medical care in some portions of the country. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll wrap this thing up. Text it or call it if you want to, 833-687-4448. Yeah, it's a bizarre cover-up. It's like, man, it's still her administration. Freaking camouflage. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Coming up after the top of the hour break, don't forget we're going to have State Senator Sam Gavan on with us talking about crime in the streets in Alabama. And how do you feel about whether or not there should be sort of a bigger government taking over smaller governments not doing their job? Oh, it's a dicey one, man. That's a dicey one. Text lines, Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, they made Joe Camel go away because it was detrimental to children. I think we ought to make Joe and Kamala go away because they're detrimental to everyone. I see what you did there. Nice play on words. Rat from Athens says, why not say the Biden-Harris administration from now on? I agree. I actually did a new edition of my Right Side Way monologue, the Right Philosophy monologue, I'm sorry, that comes out on Wednesday. And I did that. It was all Biden-Harris, 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 because it's their administration. She wants to run to be president of the United States. Guess what? She's been vice president. What has she done? Well, she owns whatever policy came out of there. Benji from Hackleberg says, can the border crisis not be deemed as treason or tyranny and these criminal proceedings charged with it? The only problem is we need to get somebody into office that will push the agenda against them. I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing. Let me back up. By and large, and I agree with it, by and large, U.S. officials have substantive immunity for their actions if it's done in the line and scope of their duties. If they just have a policy we disagree with, we have to show that they either acted criminally or that they acted outside the line and scope of their duties for it to be something that we can bring that kind of prosecution for. If we find out, here's the thing, Benji, if we find out that there is some collusion, if there was some conspiratorial effort, like let's say the cartels bribed the Department of Homeland Security to have weak policies so they can get drugs across. If we can find that, that's treason. That's at the very least, that's reckless criminal behavior. But right now, what we got is just incompetence, gross negligence. Crystal, cousin Crystal from Moulton, she says she did control the border. She let them all in. The real border plan. I agree. Jim from Grove Oak says, Colonel, I recommend everyone listen to Willie Nelson's song, The Border. It tells the story of two border agents who are in prison today for doing their job. Nice. James from St. Clair County. So this would be a good time to remind everyone the main character's job in the book 1984 was to work for the Ministry of Truth. Yes. Censoring, redacting, and deleting unfavorable information to keep it out of the public eye so that no one else ever had access to the real story. We are here. I've done a monologue on that before. Remember they had Newspeak was the language that the Ministry of Truth would use. Newspeak. They told you all the words you were and were not allowed to use. You're right, that's where we are. So story here on Newsweek. A former U.S.-Mexico border chief has lashed out at Vice President Kamala Harris over her role in the migrant crisis. This is Newsweek. Retired UMass Sector Border Patrol Chief Chris Klim told Fox News that Harris must own this. He said, you own this. You can't say it's not my responsibility. The numbers don't lie. He says the border under Harris has been disastrous. Klim worked for the Border Patrol for 27 years and is basically just trying to point out that her attempts to put on that camouflage that I'm talking about, yeah, it does not negate the fact that she owns it, that it was her policy. Last thing I got here in Newsbusters. Newsbusters raises the question about the bizarre Border Czar cover-up. Like, why? Are you of the opinion that people will forget she's vice president? Now, I'm totally paraphrasing here, but like they said, Axios in particular has been called out for gaslighting on this issue. On Wednesday of last week, Axios was roasted on social media when it insisted that Harris had never actually had the title of border czar, even though an Axios article from April 2 years prior had specifically referred to her as the border czar. So here's the thing. If they want you to believe she's not been the vice president, if they want you to believe that, you know, she had nothing to do with the administration, well, then you have to wonder what was her position for the last 4 years. Now, she does own this. She absolutely owns this. And we cannot let this go, all right? And I'm going to encourage you guys, use your social media. People watch it. You may think, well, Phil, I've only got, you know, a handful of followers. Tell them. Use your social media. Use your relationships with friends and family. And just say, have y'all been seeing how they're trying to cover up? You know, I heard this word, camouflage. Yeah, well, have you seen what they're trying to cover up? Kamala Harris and the whole border thing and, you know, make her record look squeaky clean when it's not. Remind people, it's real. Don't let them get away with it. The only way they get away with it is for us to sit quiet. All right, we're coming right back. State Senator Sam Gavan, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.